I don't know whether you've noticed this, the sun is so bright and everything is so white around us, right? Do you see any changes in the world around you? Well, I see some tree buds coming up, and this world, our world that God made, is indeed beautiful. So when you look at the world around us, what do you think is the most amazing characteristic God in God's creation? What do you think? Louder? Life, okay. What else? What is, I mean, there's no, the, every answer is probably is correct. So what is your, to me, I think the most amazing thing about God's creation is diversity. You know, God make everything so diverse. Just think of the species of dog, you know. How many type of dogs are there around? When Mark was saying, you know, there's a dog, it's very tiny dogs called Chihuahua, right? And these other dogs. But there's huge dog called the Great Dane. You know, I used to watch a cartoon. It's called, the feature is the Great Dog, you know. And when you have other pets, how about fish? How many type of fish are there in the sea? Wow, thousands. And so beautiful, so different. And how about plants? You know, you have small trees, big trees, even maple tree. You know, our country, is the flag is maple leaf, you know. How many type of maple trees are there? Many, right? Even just the family of maple trees, you know. It's so vast, so diverse. God make everything so diverse, you know. And it's, if you can imagine, you know, if God only make one type of dog, one type of cat, three colors in this world, white, black, and gray, how would our world be like? I'm sure it would still function, you know, it's one type of dog, every dog looked the same, and, you know, just three color, you know. It would still function the way, I mean, it can still survive, it can still, life will still carry on, you know, one type of tree, you know, to give all the oxygen, you know. But it would be so boring, right? It's very boring. So we appreciate God's diversity. We appreciate what God made, make us different. Yet, we often don't appreciate the diversity of one another. Now, my point is, we appreciate nature, that God make diversity around us. Yet, when we look around our people in this world, we see somebody, oh, you are black, you are brown, you are yellow, you are white. And people of different skin color don't appreciate very often of one another, right? Just watch the recent news. You know, a lot of divisions talking about, because you look different. You eat a different kind of food. You know, it's too spicy, too plain, or too much deep fry. You know, because of what you like, I don't like you. Because of your language, you speak and then I speak Chinese and as Mandarin, and I don't accept one another, appreciate one another. You see the point? You know, we appreciate God's diversity in this world, in nature, but really, when we look around our people, sometimes you look at the people next to you. Look at the people next to you. You know, he and she come from a different background. You know, he different temperament. And at church, sometimes because your background, because of what you have formed, maybe an opinion that is different than me, then I don't appreciate that you have a different opinion. And then at church meeting, we fight. We talk about, you like this color, this carpet, I like tiles. You like this wall, it's kind of yellowish. Why, it should be white. And then we fight. You worship with guitar? No. Organ is classical. Maybe piano should be the best. And then because of these different opinion, we fight. We don't really appreciate the diversity of one another, don't we? Today, and as I selected Romans 12 to kind of teach us how to appreciate one another. This verse have very abundant meaning, but I just want to focus on 3 points that this passage highlight and help us to appreciate the diversity of one another. First, if we appreciate one another, we need to have sober self-judgment. For by the grace given me, Apostle Paul says, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. So what does that mean to have a sober judgment of yourself? If you notice the earlier two verses, in order that we can appreciate one another, to have a realistic, true, honest opinion of ourselves, we need to have a renewed mind. The previous two verses talk about that we need to have a transformed, renewed mind. Because by nature, we would always think too much the better of myself. You know, we all think ourselves better than we ought by nature. We think we are number one. It's a me mentality. But Apostle Paul said, we need to look at ourselves with a measure of faith that God gives us. What is this measure of faith? If we use this measure of faith to measure ourselves, then we will have a sober judgment of ourselves. Because if we measure the faith that's given to us, then every one of us will realize that every one of us is a forgiven sinner. Right? Now, in accordance to the faith that God gives us, it's we are who we are is because God saved us. We are, every one of us, no exception, is a forgiven sinner. It's a sinner that God has redeemed. Before the cross, everybody is the same. Doesn't matter whether you are president, doesn't matter you are CEO, doesn't matter you are labor or a housewife. Everyone is the same. So what Paul is saying that is, have a real judgment of yourself, because we are all saved by grace. So we cannot have a superiority complex to another. You know, I am better than you. No, before the cross, we are all the same. Okay? So that's number one. Second is we belong together. Verse 4 and 5. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. So, in order for us to appreciate our diversities, we have to recognize that we belong to one another. We belong together despite our differences. Here, Paul used the example of our human body. No? Everybody have a human, every one of us has body, and in this body, there are different parts, right? And different parts have different functions. No? Hands do things, grab things, foot walk, the liver process chemicals in our body. Yet, it is still the same body. We belong to one another. And here, what is really striking, Paul is pointing out that in Christ, we belong to one another. Every member belongs to all the others. We, in other words, Apostle Paul sharing, reminding us that we share the common life of Christ together. And this is expressed in the local church, BCBC. And it also expressed in a community of faith, like CBOQ, Canadian Baptist of Ontario and Quebec. And this organization also belongs to the entire Baptist family across Canada. And this family also is part of the world Christians. You know, we together are all share the common life of Jesus Christ. And that is why we should care for one another. Even though we may look different, our food preference is different, and our language is different. But if we are all in Christ, we belong to one another. That is why we should care about our South Asian ministries. That is why we should care about the persecuted church in close country, because their suffering is also our suffering in Christ. And we should remember one another, remember the chains that they carry. In the Apostles' Creed, it says, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. Okay, a lot of people are confused that the Holy Catholic Church means the Roman Catholic Church. No. The word Catholic just means universal. So in other words, I believe that I belong to both a local church and also a universal church. That is cross-generation, that is cross-boundaries. As long as people who have the life of Jesus, I belong to the body of Christ. So with that, then we can, with this understanding, we can appreciate the diversity of one another. And thirdly, is we need one another. We need one another. Verse 6 to 8. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. God has given us different gifts, so that when we exercise these different gifts, we build up one another. And we complement one another to further the ministry of the church. And Paul is not unique just saying this. He also say this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Talk about the church function as a body. I saw an illustration. You know that there are the three smallest bones in the body. Do you know where they are? The three smallest bones in the body. Yeah, it's in the ear, okay? As it's called the malleus, incus, and stapes. But more commonly is known as hammer, anvil, and stirrup. Okay? These three bones in the body, in the middle ear, have a very important function, because apparently without them, only 0.1% of the sound energy that the eardrum can hear, if without them, the eardrum can only observe 0.1% of the sound energy and transmit it to the inner ear. So in other words, without these three bones, tiny, tiny bones in the body, we cannot hear any outside sound. But God have created these three tiny bones in the body that we can hear. It is totally invisible, but it serves a very important function for our body. So just like the human body have no insignificant parts, the body of Christ also have no small and insignificant members. Every one of you here is important to God's church. You, every one of you, have a role to play. And because of that, we need one another. Because we need one another to do God's will, complete God's will. So whether it's a gift of discerning, teaching, serving, encouraging, we need one another. And because of that, we can appreciate one another. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you of your glorious power. You make everything beautiful and so wonderfully diverse. And we thank you for the brothers and sisters that we have here today. Help us to truly appreciate. Help us have this renewed mind to know that we belong to one another. Help us to realize that in front of the cross, we are all the same. Help us to remember that we need one another to build up the church and also your ministry. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.